Yeah, and it's been pretty consistent for the last several years. When the weather warms up, the young people, or at least primarily the young people, seem to come out and look for cars and that are unlocked, and rummage through them, steal property, or like you said, the cars themselves. So it's always a great reminder, even though we live out in a safe area in the country. We should still always lock our stuff up, especially our cars, take in valuables from inside those cars, just to try and deter them. It's very also consistent that they very seldom break a window to gain access to a car, or pick locks. Very seldom does that happen. They primarily enter unlocked vehicles and steal those cars if the keys are left inside. So simple action to try and safeguard our property and prevent that property from being used in other crimes, or burglaries or car thefts, by just keeping your stuff locked up the best you can. And always be observant. That's always helpful as well. If you see unusual activity in your neighborhood, call us and let us know. We'd love to be proactive in that way, get out there before the thefts and burglaries occur, and get the people run off or potentially arrested if we can. But we can only do that with the help of the public and all of those eyes out there being observant.
Now, I know Mercer County hasn't been immune to these issues in the past, but have you had anything going on this spring yet?
Not that I'm aware of off the top of my head. I haven't went through all the calls to say that I haven't missed one or two, but there's nothing that sticks out in my mind yet this year of a consistent pattern of as we've experienced in other years where numerous cars have been entered into in a neighborhood. I haven't seen anything like that so far, so hopefully we can get ahead of it and be proactive and keep them out of our neighborhoods.